Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. This weekend, our friends at Woodbine Racetrack in Toronto, Ontario, will host the 130th running of the Breeders' Stakes, the third and final jewel in Canada's Triple Crown. The race will take place tomorrow on October 3rd at a distance of a mile and a half on the E.P. Taylor Turf Course. And so today, we look back on one of the great moments in Canadian Triple Crown history. We remember the 30th anniversary of the Breeders' Stakes victory by Dance Smartly, who became the only filly ever to win Canada's Triple Crown. A homebred for the Samson Farm of Toronto steel industrialist Ernie Samuel, Dance Smartly was foaled on April 5th, 1988. The Dark Bay filly was by Danzig, and her mother was former Canadian champion filly Classy and Smart, herself a Samson homebred. Trained by former Olympic equestrian gold medalist Jim Day, Dance Smartly had won 3 of 5 races as a 2-year-old in 1990, finishing with a respectable third-place effort in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies at Belmont Park. It was enough to earn a Sovereign Award as Canada's top 2-year-old filly. As a 3-year-old the following spring, the plan had been to start Dance Smartly in the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland and then to head to the Kentucky Oaks. But a virus derailed those plans and she went back to her home base at Woodbine to regroup. Following wins in a pair of listed stakes, Dance Smartly captured the Canadian Oaks in mid-June of 1991 with Chicago-based jockey Pat Day riding her for the first time. The ease of her 4.5-length victory over stablemate Wilderness Song was such that her connections decided to give her a shot against males in the Queen's Plate. As the opening leg of the Canadian Triple Crown at a distance of a mile and a quarter on the dirt, the 132nd running of the Queen's Plate would be a demanding test. Dance Smartly had already won the Starshoot Stakes at 6 furlongs and the Celine Stakes at a mile and a 16th. She had won the Canadian Oaks at a mile and an 1/8. And she would make the mile and a quarter of the Queen's Plate look little more than routine. The final margin was 8 lengths. Dance Smartly, the 1-2 favorite as part of a coupled entry with stablemate Wilderness Song, defeated males that day, did so at 10 furlongs, and won the Queen's Plate, her country's most prestigious event. But she wasn't finished. 3 weeks later, Dance Smartly took the second jewel of the Canadian Triple Crown by winning the Prince of Wales Stakes at Fort Erie at a mile and 3/16 as the 1-10 favorite as part of a 3-way Samson entry. And then, on August 18, 1991, Dance Smartly became the first filly ever to win the Canadian Triple Crown, capturing the Breeders' Stakes at a mile and a half on the turf at Woodbine. Dan Loisel with the call.
It's Dance Smartly by 2.5 lengths. January Man is closing on the far outside. They come to the 8th pole. It's Dance Smartly by 3. January Man on the outside. And the queen of Canadian racing is going to wear the crown, the Triple Crown, the Bank of Montreal Triple Crown. Dance Smartly, majestic in victory.
Winning by 8 lengths as part of a coupled entry, which was favored at odds of 1-5, Dance Smartly drew clear and not only won the Canadian Triple Crown, but also became the richest Canadian-bred female of all time with earnings of $1.9 million. Following another victory on the turf over males in the Molson Export Million at Woodbine, Dance Smartly came to the United States for the Breeders' Cup distaff. Journalists covering the event described the Dark Bay filly as tall, with a long, fluid stride. Jockey Pat Day said she was mature, eager to please, and responded to minimal urging. And so the tall, cool, calm, collected filly went to the post in the Breeders' Cup distaff at Churchill Downs as the 1-2 favorite, coupled with stablemate Wilderness Song. And she did not disappoint.
There she goes, Dance Smartly, with a sweeping move on the outside, is coming toward the lead. Grand Girlfriend also kicks in. Queen is coming hard on the extreme outside now as the field comes down toward the final furlong. Brought to mind with a short lead. Dance Smartly is right there on the outside. Fit for a queen. Brave at the rail third. Here comes Versailles. Tridio's kicking in late. But it is Dance Smartly. She takes the lead under Pat Day's urging and pulls away here by 2. It is Versailles Tridio, but it's too late and not enough. And it is Dance Smartly who strides under the line, undefeated this year, and the undisputed queen of racing on this continent.
Announcer Tom Durkin was not the only one impressed with Dance Smartly that day. One journalist wrote, "This filly can sprint, go long, compete on grass, defeat males, and beat older runners of her sex. The only question which remains is whether she can leap tall buildings in a single bound. Dan Smartley would earn accolades as Canadian Horse of the Year for 1991, and she would be named champion three-year-old filly in both the U.S. and Canada. She had also become the first Canadian bred ever to win a Breeders' Cup race. As a broodmare, Dan Smartley would produce back-to-back winners of the Queen's Plate, and her accomplishments both on and off the track earned her induction into the Hall of Fame in both the U.S. and Canada. Dan Smartley died in August of 2007 at the age of 19. We wish everyone a safe journey in this weekend's Breeders' Stakes, and we remember Dan Smartley, who 30 years ago became the first and still the only filly ever to win the Canadian Triple Crown. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.